This simple little example just extends an example we saw earlier. I'll define an integer I, and then I will define IP to be a pointer to an integer, and initialize it with the address of I. Now what I'm going to do is define IPP as a pointer to a pointer to an integer, and it is going to point to IP. So IPP points to IP, which points to I. I know that sounds kind of funny. Oh well, that's just the variable names that I picked. Okay, so if I print out what the contents that IP is pointing to, well, that will be a 7, of course, because IP contains the address of I, which has a 7 in it. And if I print out what IPP is pointing to, its contents is the address of IP, which is 0012FF88, the address that was on the previous line. And then finally, I can use double indirection. If IPP is a pointer to an integer, then star star IPP is going through two levels of indirection. The first level will take you to what IP is holding, and the next level will take you to what that is holding, which eventually, of course, gets you back to the original 7, which is in I.